I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Firefighters and ambulance crews in Juneau are moving ahead with their COVID-19 vaccinations. That after a Bartlett Regional Hospital worker made national headlines on Wednesday for being the first, and so far only, person in the United States to have a severe reaction to the vaccine that rolled out this week. I talked to firefighters and ambulance crews in Juneau on Thursday as they got their first dose of the vaccine. Inside the apparatus bay at Capital City Fire Rescue's downtown station, about a quarter of Juneau's career firefighters and ambulance crews are assembling to get their first dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Most of them are finishing up a 24-hour shift and headed into 48 hours of downtime. That's by design. It's a precaution in case they need some recovery time from some of the shot's effects. The department's EMS officer, Andrew Pantiscus, is running the pop-up clinic.
Hey, guys. So most of you guys are here, so I'm going to give you a quick little spiel on this. This is history. This is actually a huge deal. I'm not going to lie to you guys. There have been severe reactions. We all know how to deal with a severe reaction. Paul's on today. Paul's going to take point on it. So if you don't want Paul to take care of you, don't get a vaccine today. I'm kidding.
Paramedic Lily Kincaid says she is a little nervous about dosing her coworkers.
When I was doing flu shots in October, I did them like every day for a month, and it was no big deal. But then when there's like a big group of people staring at you and this is history, it's a little scary.
Firefighter EMT Mark Fuette is up.
Yes. And a little quick on three. 1, 2, 3.
Is there blood yet?
So much blood everywhere.
She wipes down Captain Trevor Richards' arm with alcohol. Richards says the hospital worker's severe reaction on Tuesday isn't weighing on him.
It's not a concern because I know it could happen with any medication, but we have medications to treat that if there was an allergic reaction or anaphylactic reaction.
The hospital reported one more bad reaction on Wednesday, though his case was not severe and resolved within an hour. Pantiscus says most, but not everyone on staff signed up to get vaccinated. He says some are waiting for more information to shake out. Some just don't get vaccinated in general. But the case at the hospital hasn't changed attitudes much.
Not really. We all know that there could be side effects and risks. And as firefighters as a whole, we're calculated risk takers. We know that it's an excellent vaccine. It's been vetted. We know there's risks. But overall, the good outweighs the bad for most of us.
Dr. Ann Zink, Alaska's chief medical officer, said Wednesday that treating these kinds of reactions is mundane for a lot of medical professionals.
Anaphylaxis and allergic reactions are kind of bread and butter for EMS, for emergency medicine, for family medicine. This is what we do all day long to all sorts of other reactions. And so this is kind of well within the skill set of Alaska healthcare providers to help manage this.
The vaccinations wrap up at the fire station in under an hour.
It's all good so far. No one's had a reaction in the past 15, 20 minutes, so we're going to clean this up and do it again tomorrow.
The vaccine supply remains limited and reserved for certain frontline workers and long-term care facility residents. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.